First of all, my hands are shaking. This isn't really easy to talk about. I was at the Cannes Film Festival. I was on a friend's boat. Harvey walked in front of me, took his pants down, did his thing, exited on the floor, if you know what I mean, pulled his pants back up, said, "You're a really nice girl. Don't tell anybody about this," and left. So I told everybody about it. I said, it was a lot longer than that. And he was locking the door. I couldn't get out. I'd rather not say which year, because I don't want to talk about which boat I was on. And I don't need to talk about that.
To you and other.
I had just arrived
Wow.
from America. I had jet lag. I was in the bed sleeping when I woke up to him above me. He came in actually with another girl, and she left. And he stayed. They both stood up there. They both stood there. And I was like, I couldn't get out of bed because I was wearing just a little t-shirt and nothing else. So I was stuck, and they were in front of the bed. It was just terrible. It was a terrible moment. And I told my husband about this when I first met him. And when all of this came out, he was like, "You have to come out. You have to tell people this." I'm just glad that this is, because when I talked about it before, nobody listened. Now people are listening, and not just for me. I'm glad that people are listening so that it doesn't happen anymore, because it's not okay. They say it's hearsay. It's my word against your word. I told people on the boat. I told people at the dinner I was at, and everybody was like, "Oh, that's just Harvey." People have known this about Harvey for more than a decade. There isn't a single person who is anybody in this business that doesn't know that Harvey Weinstein has been like that. If they know Harvey, they know he's been like that. It's a very scary thing in Hollywood to come out and talk like this about somebody who is so powerful as Harvey Weinstein. He got stories crushed, and he can crush you. He didn't physically touch me, but he physically touched a lot of girls, from what I hear. And I feel so bad for those girls.